Lisa Clark joins us. It's great to have you on board with us today, and we want to talk about Tall Order, which I want you to kind of give people the quick background on why you decided to name it Tall Order and why you decided to get into the performance sock market.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me today. Well, Tall Order was launched 5 years ago. It's in memory of my husband, Andrew Friedman, who unfortunately was killed on 9/11 in the World Trade Center attacks. And at the time, my very, very tall children, I have twin boys, they used to be named the Twin Towers. That was their nickname, unfortunately. They were 11 years old when Andy was killed. And I took the boys into the city that week. They wanted to look for him. And we gave out socks to first responders and police officers and people in the hospital because all of them were get their feet were getting wet on the pile down at Ground Zero when they were putting the fires out. So, socks always sort of represented hope for my family. Many, many years later, boys went to college, graduated, worked in corporate America, but they weren't feeling it. They wanted to do something to pay it forward, and that's where Tall Order comes from because it's a tall order to pay back people for all the generosity they bestowed upon my family after 9/11. So we launched the company 5 years ago, originally to make dress socks, believe it or not, for people of all sizes. That's how we got started. But we quickly pivoted in 2019 to athletic socks because we partnered with United Legwear and Apparel, amazing company, who is in joint partnership with Puma US. So that's kind of how the backstory happened. And just one wonderful piece of this is that in 5 years, we've donated over $300,000 back to help families going through traumatic loss and first responders as well. So it's been a real labor of love, and our mission is all about giving back. So that's the backstory. But things really, as you know, took a big change in the summer of 2020.
And I was going to ask, I mean, obviously going from dress socks to a world where no one dresses up anymore, or at least for the last couple of years, maybe that's starting to change again. But how did that affect your business at all? And obviously the pivot in 2019 kind of worked out in your favor in a way maybe you didn't anticipate.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So, the other piece that I should have mentioned is what makes our company very unique is that not only do we make the highest quality socks because, we have the breadth and depth of our manufacturer, who's now our business partner, and Puma US behind us, but he must have been clairvoyant or something. I don't know. He must have known what was coming because he's obviously done a lot of work in the United States and around the world with socks and whatnot. And he was the one that said, you really need to focus on the sports world, especially because you guys are the only company that goes all the way up to size 20 plus. And that's really what makes us unique. Not only are our socks fantastic, but we fit all sizes, men and women. But if a man has a very large foot, they can count on us to cover it. So that's the good news. But where things really changed for us is we got a phone call in the summer of 2020 that was unsolicited. It was not planned. And it was the clubhouse from the New York Yankees. And it was a gentleman by the name of Joe Lee, who's been with the Yankees for 1,000 years. And he said, "Is this Lisa?" "Yes, this is Lisa. We have a sock emergency." "Okay, what's your sock emergency? Let's hear it." "Aaron Judge doesn't fit in the socks that are available through the clubhouse, and we need to make him a custom socks. He knows what he wants. He knows how he wants it made. Can you do it?" And we said, "Whatever Aaron wants, Aaron gets." And we're gigantic Yankee fans anyway. So long story short, we go to Isaac Ashe, who's the principal of United Legwear and Apparel, our partner, and we create the sock to Aaron's specs. He wants cushioning up the ankle. He wants it with a compression fabric. He wants grippers. He wants, a million different things. And we go back and forth with samples, this and that. Finally, we get it right, and he puts the socks on in the game. It was 2 seasons ago. It's actually almost 3 seasons ago now because we're starting a new season.
Yeah,
And I don't know if you're a baseball fan,
I
but if
am.
you are, he was playing against the Orioles. It was April 6th of 2021. He went 3 for 5, 4 RBIs, and a moonshot of a home run. So now he's a believer in the socks, and he loves them because he believes that when your feet don't move in your shoes, that energy can go towards whatever sport you're doing. You know, it's wasted energy when your feet are moving back and forth. Plus you're getting blisters and you're sweating and all other things. Anyway, so now he's a believer. And the one smart thing we did, or maybe one of many smart things we did, is we had ordered 9 to 11s, 12 to 15s. We ordered him 16 to 20. He has a size 17 shoe. And then we also ordered 20 plus. We didn't need 20 plus. Nobody asked for 20 plus. But I said, you know, someone that's got a big foot probably has never experienced the joy of wiggling your toes in a sock that's too big. And sometimes people want a little extra room in their socks. So I said, you know what? Let's make another sock even bigger. Anyway, to make a long story short, he goes around the clubhouse and he says to this one, you ought to try it. And this one, you ought to try it. And this one, you ought to try it. And now I'm happy to report that 70% of the New York Yankees are happily wearing tall order, what we're now calling the game changer, because those are Aaron's words, not mine. He was in our office 2 weeks ago to do a photo shoot. And the first thing he says is, you don't understand. When I put these socks on, it was a game changer. And it was. He started hitting home runs and he didn't get hurt, which I like to say, poo, poo, poo. We don't want him to get hurt. So anyway, what we've now done is taken that, the technology and the lessons that we learned creating this special sock for baseball. And I'm also happy to report that 15 of the other clubhouses now have all ordered the game changer gripper sock. We're calling it a performance elite piece of gear, really. And so we're going to be kind of spreading out throughout Major League Baseball, but we've taken the technology now and we adapted it for golf. So we have two models, if you will. One is a low cut, which will have the back blister tab so that, you know, it kind of sticks out, you know, the back tab sticks out over your, you know, over your shoe in the back. Yep. And it has all the same features with the grippers on the inside. That's what sets us apart. The grippers on the inside, you know, and I don't mind. If it's okay to just throw out a name, I was dealing with the coach of the golf coach of the University of Northern Iowa. He just wrote me a note today. I gave him samples. He said, I haven't taken them off for 2 weeks. We're ready because they're sensational. And then
they're
excellent.
They're really good.
Yeah. Oh, you had them too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing them in like an ankle cut, which we're calling a quarter crew, because a lot of people like to wear a little bit of higher cut. And what I've been told is that a lot of the younger guys even like to wear crew socks. So we're going to have it in that profile as well for golf. So they're not available yet. We're going to have all our samples in probably within the next 2 weeks. And it's a very exciting endeavor. You know, it's great.
I mean, golf is a sport a lot like baseball in that you need stability. You got to have your feet working in your favor. Use the ground for power. All of those things are true in baseball. All of those things are true in golf. And I mean, we spent a lot of time with the folks at Squares who do golf shoes. And their whole thing is stability to build power and performance. And that also applies to the socks that you're wearing as well, because that's a key part of it.
Absolutely. And what was very important to Aaron too, because prior to having the sock, his socks are too small. So if your feet curl in your socks and the heel goes to the middle, you're not comfortable. You're not. Right. And so his calf kept getting, you know, injured. And we're not going to say it was all about the sock, but it could not have helped. That's for sure.
Right.
But what he likes also is the stability around his ankle, because the movement in your ankle also shifts, especially when you're swinging, you know, a golf club. You want to have as much, and I keep using the word stability, but in your stance, you want to have as much you want to be as grounded as you can.
Yep.
So you don't. Yeah. So, you know, and again, everybody's always looking for that one little thing that might just change their game ever so slightly. And so we don't want to compare ourselves to just any old sock, because yes, our cushion low packs are the greatest. We have wonderful running socks, wonderful golf socks. We have, you know, we're in quite a few clubs already. Adios Country Club down here in Florida, and at the Boca Resort, they have custom, you know, cushioned low packs, and they're great. But this is different. This is, we're calling it the all sport game ready elite performance collection. but the sock is the game changer, because that's what he said, and those are his words.
He's absolutely right. I mean, and that's true for anybody, any foot size. It, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a women's 7 or a men's 22. I mean, your feet have to feel right, and they have to be well covered, I guess, is the way to say it.
And they also give you more energy. It's a very interesting yarn that they used. And it's not a full compression sock, but it's not a regular sock either. It's a light compression, but then it also has even more arch support and heel support with like where they made how they sewed it tighter. So it's a compression within a compression. It's a different animal. But everybody, we have a lot of testimonials. I put them on the feet of all these golf professionals when they were at the PGA show 2 weeks ago. And I said, I'm putting them on your feet now, or you're putting them on your feet now, I should say. I said, wear them all day, do your 18,000 steps, and come back at 5 o'clock and talk to me. And so I have about 6 testimonials from golf pros that are like, oh my God, my feet don't hurt. I have more energy. I feel great. You know, it's just, you know, and this is a funny story. When I presented, I went to the winter meetings for Major League Baseball, and I presented in front of all of the equipment managers. It was a very, very quick presentation. First picture was Aaron coming up in the original socks that you have to wear on Mother's Day. They're pink. And then I clicked the thing, and then he comes out at the top of the third, and you hear the commentator say, wait a minute, he changed his socks. I wonder why. Maybe they're more comfortable. Maybe, you know, they're better, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and then I click it off and I said, Aaron Judge voted with his feet, and so should you. And that was the end of it. It was a very easy sell.
But, I mean, that's right. If you recognize someone that's excellent at something like this, and they're choosing to do something, I mean, we're all kind of copycats. We want to follow what works for other people. And in this position, the MVP chose your socks. So obviously there's a reason.
And 70% of the New York Yankees are now wearing the socks too. And they all chose it as well. And I'm not saying anything, you know, telling any tales out of schools, because Rob Cocuzza, who is the equipment manager of the Yankees, is the one that stood up in front of all the other equipment managers and said that. So we were so excited and proud, but you know, and we're excited to see how the other clubs do there. You know, once spring training starts, hopefully they'll get the socks in their hands, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But we know that for golf, I mean, we've got, my husband's been wearing them now. I am remarried, thankfully. And he wears them in his games, and he had 4 birdies yesterday. Nice. I wonder if it's the socks. You never know.
But golf is the same way. I mean, we're all copycats of each other. I mean, you see when someone performs well, you wonder what's different or what's changed. And golfers talk. We don't just kind of hide all of the things that are working for us. We kind of like to puff our chests out a little bit. So word of mouth is huge in MLB locker rooms and in weekend foursomes.
These socks will be available for Father's Day. We're going to have them just for the launch. We're going to have them in white and black 2-packs. And they'll be available. They're what we're calling going to be in Aaron Judge's top drawer. That's what it's his go-to sock. And so because it's his go-to sock, it'll be available for Father's Day. And I'm hoping everybody will, you know, as soon as we have the information, we'll send it to you. And people can get online and get them in tallorder.com. It's a wonderful website. And as we say, we give back to all kinds of charities and help people going through trauma, loss, and, you know, families and children, because we got so much help from so many people after 9/11. And, you know, we didn't forget, and we just want to do the right thing and pay it forward.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
The energy is infectious, and I really appreciate
that. Thank you. We're so excited.
And you should be.
We're pinching ourselves.
And that's great. So thank you again for taking the time, and hopefully everyone will pick up a pair of the socks when they're available.
Terrific. Thank you.